Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB 860 on the AM dial. I am your host, Dee Lynam. This program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For more information and some great ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That is Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. Today, I am so happy to have in studio Greg Mattiello. How did I do with that, Greg?
Very good.
Very well. The man of many voices.
Correct.
Greg, I'm curious, did you give yourself that name or did somebody along the way
thought of that name.
You did?
I thought of the whole name. Yes, I did.
Because it's an excellent way to brand yourself,
sometimes,
correct?
Sometimes they say the man of 1,000 voices. I don't know where they get that at. I said, I have 1,001. They said, who is it? I said, I'll tell you, Rodney Dangerfield, all right?
I'm guessing because you've done Rodney a little bit since we've been talking,
yes.
He has to be one of your favorites to do.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Because you sound so much like him or because of the material you get to
Well, I use my own material and I use mostly his. You know, I mix it up. I use my own stories, but use his punchline, you know, because like when he says, I'll tell you, I met one girl, said, hey, Rodney, come over. Nobody's home. And when I went over, there was nobody home. Comes the girls. I don't think right. One girl said, hey, Rodney, I got a beautiful apartment. I got mirrors all over my bedroom. Bring a bottle. I brought Windex. And I'll tell you, this girl was ugly, too. You know how ugly she was? I took her on a beach. The tide went out and stayed there. Well, last week she was taking out the trash. She said, am I too late? They said, no, jump in. Oh, I got a million of them, I tell you.
Because you also are a singer, do you prefer the comedy over the singing, or is it equal for you?
Not really. I prefer the singing. Yes,
you do.
I'm a singer and a drummer. I was a drummer for a lot of years at a big jazz group called The Chosen Few, and that's still the name of my group. I keep the same name.
Yeah. I was reading about The Chosen Few because when people go on, they can see you as a solo on your website
right. Or
The Chosen Few. In that regard, do you have a preference performing as a soloist or preferring with other people?
Well, it's all according to how I'm booked. If I'm booked as a show for my signature stuff, I just maybe go on with a sound man or something. But for clubs and stuff, I like to use my band, you know.
And how did you put The Chosen Few together? And how long ago?
Oh, put The Chosen Few together probably about 1975.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And it's the same people?
Yeah, great people. No, there's no one original guy left.
Got
just
you.
Myself, you know.
And how do you find, you mentioned, like, if you're performing as a soloist, your musicians that you use to perform with you?
To perform with me?
Yes.
You know, through word of mouth or knowing people in the business, you know, knowing who's available. I was at a place called the Riverview for 13 years in Pennsville, New Jersey.
Wow.
I don't know if Bruce Willis had anything to do with it in the beginning, but a Cook family owned it, you know. And it was me and this ain't the original group.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys was one of the original, the guitar player. But the keyboard player and sax player was. We were three pieces. So the guitar player was with me like 32 years. And the keyboard player is still with me, which is 20 years. So we can't seem to find that elusive one more guy. We get good talent, but they're not dependable. Or
not in the same way those other two have been.
No, they're not team players or they just, you know. But when I do the outside, like corporate and stuff, I use my 7-8 piece group, you know.
Does your playlist change often, or do you try to, you're known for what you do best?
Yeah. No, we change it up. I mean, we have such a big repertoire. That's why we work so much. We play everything. And when I do clubs, I'll do a little Rodney in the beginning, a couple of my signature stuff, Sinatra, Engelbert. But then it's about dancing. Then we're a great dance band, you know.
Do you ad lib off of feeding off of your audience, or do you try to
stick
to your
script? I do. That's what I do, yeah. In
other
words, I know just what to call and what time to call it and keep the people dancing, you know.
Do you like to dance yourself?
Sort of. I'm not too good at dancing. You would think I would be being a drummer. My wife said, you can't dance, but I do choreography. But as far as dancing, you know, I'm not.
But you like seeing other people enjoy your music by being on the dance floor.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Sure.
What are some of your favorite numbers that you like
the crowd.
Like to perform?
Well, We play everything. If I do like my first, last, and everything, Barry White, man, that packs the dance floor. You know, at the beginning of the night, I might do a little Louis Prima because it's one of my impersonations. Okay. You know, but I like all the current stuff. You know, Bruno Mars, all that Uptown Funk and Four Tops. That's my era, really. I love that music. Four Tops, Temptations. We do a lot of Motown, a lot of R&B. Basically, what I really love. Yeah, that and jazz. You know.
I'm curious, Greg. I would think that, and maybe somebody like myself, because a lot of things I just study so that it's in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever forget lyrics? Because it's a lot of songs.
No.
Never.
No. As a matter of fact, I seen a quote on Facebook. It says, I can remember lyrics to songs from like 1993, but I don't know why I went in the kitchen.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Did anybody ask me, what I say is, do not think about it. Just go up and forget about it. As soon as you say, well, what's that line coming up? You're done. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
With comedy, you have to learn it.
Right.
With music, you make a little mistake, you know, the other verse rhymes, or it's no big deal, you know.
You just keep
but
going.
But comedy, they're just looking right at you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many jokes that I know, you know. Sometimes I even go up there not knowing what I'm going to say and just ad lib it, you know. I'm very good with that, you know, as far as words go. Yeah, you know. Lately, I've been missing a few things, but, you know, age, too. I'm getting old, I'll tell you.
I don't think so. Speaking of age, you started this whole entertaining part of who you are when you were five.
5 years old.
Tell me about being in Atlantic City. Was the Steel Pier, correct?
I was at Steel Pier. Oh,
5 years old?
Not five.
No, five.
I was
five. Okay.
Five when I started at a place in South Philly. Called the Triangle Bar.
They let a five-year-old in a bar to perform.
Yeah, my mother used to go there with her friends, and they used to bring her up to sing. And they gave her the name Nettie Bryan. They made her Irish. I don't know why. And then they would call me up to sing because they figured, call me up, let him sing, because I used to do impersonations when I was like 5 years old. And I went up to sing, and they used to get a chair because I was too small to reach the mic. And I would start singing. Then after I got done singing, they had one guy had a little kettle drum in the beginning, like a little floor tom-tom. He played the brushes. He had the foot pedal underneath. He was a sax player. Was a singer, a piano player, and a sax player. And he would say, come on up, come on up. So I'd get and I'd play the drums. And I was right in tempo. Just a God-given talent, I guess.
From then on, did you ever take any instruction with your drums, or you were self-taught always?
Self-taught. My father took me when I was about 6 years old, and they says, he's going to want to play, he's going to want to study, I don't think he'll be serious, and sent me home. That was it. And what? I went on to, when I was about 12, I got on my cousin's drums, you know, and he said, wow, you know. And ever since then, when it become like 17, 18, I always played and sang. And I had a fantastic, fantastic jazz group. That was the original Chosen Few.
Wow.
Yeah, really. So
sit tight, because we're going to take a commercial break, but we'll come back and continue this conversation. We are talking with Greg Martiello, the man of many voices here on Lifestyles. We'll be back in a moment.
Music, music, now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Almost everyone has an interest in sports and sports memorabilia. Sports memorabilia make an excellent gift for bar mitzvahs, for graduations, and for business gifts. Use them for business awards, collector's items, even as an investment. Contact All American Sports Collectibles, American Sports Collectibles, at 877-827-7822. That's 877-827-7822. All American Sports Collectibles. See American Sports Collectibles on the web at aasportscollectibles.com. aasportscollectibles.com.
The major holidays are almost upon us. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. Are you prepared for your holiday party events? We produce events for the holidays and other occasions. May we package your business or personal holiday event? Are you considering a Santa Claus or three-piece band or special celebrity guest? A Christmas carol, choir, or perhaps catering? Possibly walk-around magicians, fortune tellers? We aid corporate events, smaller business attractions, family affairs. Just tell us your goals. Free consultation, free ideas. Contact Wilms for Rent. Call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I am Dee Lynam, chatting with Greg Martiello, the man of many voices this afternoon. Is your calendar full coming up? Where can we come and catch you in action? Where are you performing coming up soon?
Well, I'll be at a place called Bogey's on Friday in Sewell, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and then it's a club date. It's not a show, you know, with my band. And then I'll be at a place called Poppy's in South Philly.
Oh, nice.
20th and Oregon. We're doing a show October the 14th.
How often do you like to perform?
Well, I love to perform, but I hate the business end of it.
You do?
But I love to perform.
What's the biggest venue you ever performed at?
Well, we do once a year, we do a training program for Dancing with Friends. It's like affiliated with Dancing with the Stars. We do dinner shows for them.
Oh, wow.
We did once a year at Bally's. And we were in Florida in November doing two shows for them on a Friday and a dinner show.
Sure.
And I guess they get a chance to get picked. They get a shot to go on Dancing with the Stars, you know.
I did see on your website.
That's a big venue, you know.
Which, by the way, give people your website, how they can look at where you've performed, listen to you.
Right, definitely. Right, right. On my calendar.
It's your name, right? Greg?
Greg, right.
Martiello.
Martiello.com.
Right.
.com, GregMartiello.com.
Got you. And I saw on there a lot of supper clubs that you've played.
Yes, I've played a lot of supper clubs all over.
Supper clubs come back a little bit, do you think?
Not really.
No?
Not that much anymore, no.
Because I remember as a kid going to a supper club
right.
to see a performance with my grandmother right here on City F, actually.
Right, right.
And when I saw that list, I said, I wonder...
Right.
If maybe that has come back some.
Not really. The club business is pretty tough right now. Really tough. Very slow. I book some acts with me because if I work in a club and I do the lounge and they say, I want you to do a show in a dining room. I said, why should I do that? They'll come and say, I could see him for nothing. Maybe have a couple drinks and leave. So I always bring another act on with me, like an opening, like a comedian. I had Mike Marino he was on Jay Leno a lot. To mm-hmm. perform with me, you know. But there's not too much new stuff happening anymore. You know, the money, the economy, it's really hurt the business. I mean, even actors. Actors want to be singers. Singers want to be actors.
Everybody wants to brand themselves in multiple ways.
And then you
ways.
Have the people like been in the business for like a year and a half, and they just push the buttons. Everything's karaoke and computerized. And I'm a live player. I'm, you know.
Right.
And the jazz players that are around today, I mean, they can't get locked up. They'll go in places to work for a couple hundred dollars for three, four pieces. It's sad. It really is.
Do you have a preference in terms of where you play club-wise, like in South Philly or in Jersey over by where you
probably
live?
Probably Jersey. That's where I work mostly, because that's where always the work was always in Jersey. I was at a place called the Coral Reef, if you're familiar with that, on the Black Horse Pike. There was more work back years ago. Okay. You know.
Would you have any advice for people who are coming up who are jazz musicians or singers like yourself who do want to do it more old school, how they could maybe help revive it, the business?
It's pretty tough. It's so much competition. You know, it's just what I do is when we do clubs, I'll do a little bit of my signature stuff and put on a little show for a little bit. Then it's all about the dance music. I guess if I just had a good group and I was just singing, you know, forget about it, you know. My friend, my good friend, his name is Bobby Burnett. He was a great singer. And a guy wrote a song for him in Colorado called When It's All Said and Done. So he took that to Tony Bennett. He gave it to me to re-record it. I'm sorry. He gave it to me to re-record it. He said, I want your voice in it, you know. And he took it to Tony Bennett, took it to Barry Manilow. A guy in Colorado had wrote it. But I thought Bobby published it and did some things with it, but actually he didn't. He paid for the recordings, you know. So it's hard to do something and record it if it's, you know, somebody else's song.
Correct.
You know, but Tony Bennett, and they went crazy. But they said, Tony Bennett said, I'm doing all old stuff right now, Bobby. He was good friends with Bobby. And Barry Manilow, and nobody. It's a song that I have on that CD. It's the last song, and there's a little story about it, about Bobby, too. He passed away with cancer, you know.
Oh, wow.
The young guy.
That CD that you gave me.
Yeah, that song is on there.
Is that the only CD you've ever recorded, or have you done multiple?
Oh, no, I did plenty of recordings, yes. But that song there is like, makes your hair stand up as soon as you hear it. I can't sing it enough. You
wow.
know, really. And everybody says, why don't you? It's really for a movie, if you listen to it.
Okay.
It's a story about a man looking back on his life and this and that, you know. And, you know, Bobby's son had called me and said, you know, you got to be careful with that because the guy in Colorado is giving us a hard time that Bobby made money on it and this and that. And he wrote it. And, you know, it's like a no-no, you know.
Yes.
But anyway, the guy knows I'm doing it anyway.
Well, then keep
and
doing
that,
it.
Yeah, he knows I'm doing it. He's he's friends with a lot of people I know here, and he knows I'm singing it, you know. And the other side of it, I don't know if you heard it. Is it that one? Yeah, it's Going Back to Philadelphia, where the Phillies play. They play it almost every Phillies game.
That's Bobby Burnett
singing it.
Oh, wow, okay.
He was friends with the announcer there. What's his
name?
Dan
Baker.
Right, exactly. He was very good friends with him, Bobby Burnett. Yeah.
Dan has
and
a great
And he was
voice.
My dearest friend. So on his dying bed, you know, well, he was sort of ready to go. He just grabbed my arm and said, you're the best. Remember that? And he said, just remember one thing. Comedy's king, you know. But the only thing with the comedy is, like, I'm a funny guy. I could tell jokes and do stuttering jokes and Mariah. But my main thing is that you're a singer, man. You know, you hear you sing. You know. Because if I give my CD out or give it to somebody, they don't get past the Rodney. They might go to Lou Rawls or something. And there's so many impersonations that I do.
Right.
It's, like, unbelievable. Nat King Cole, Tom Jones, you know. And right on the money, too. You know, it's sort of my wife said, well, that could be a detriment to you because people just, they're so crazy about the Rodney. They love it. And with so much jealousy out there, like cutthroats, you know.
Sure.
Everybody's just, you know. I gave guys, did you hear that Frank Sinatra? Oh, I didn't know you did Frank Sinatra. Well, you got my CD.
Move forward.
You know. But
when you are trying to perfect a person's voice, how long do you have to listen to them and then you do it yourself and then go back and listen to them? Like, what is that whole process?
How long would it take me?
Yeah.
Well, it's in my, if it's in, not too long at all, really. 10-15 minutes.
Because you can just hear it.
But to perfect it, it would take maybe a couple, 2-3 days.
I got you.
You know, to perfect it. My brother, he was in a motorcycle accident, and all he used to do was listen to music because he was a paraplegic, you know. And I was doing Lou Rawls at the time, and he said, you know, here's a guy I think you'd be able to imitate. And it was Al Jolson, you know.
All right, hold that, because when we come back, I want you to do your Al Jolson for us.
Yeah.
All right? All right, we are talking to Greg Martiello here on Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam. We're back after this commercial break.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Hey, Philly, don't miss big-time college football action this season when the reigning American Athletic Conference champion Temple Owls battle Villanova, UConn, South Florida, Navy, and more at Lincoln Financial Field. Be a part of the pageantry of college football with pregame tailgating, the team fly-in to the stadium, the marching band, spirit squad, great in-game promotions, and so much more. Tickets for kids on game day are only $10. Temple football at Lincoln Financial Field is affordable family fun. Full and partial season ticket packages are on sale now. Visit owlstickets.com. That is OWLSTIX.com. And join Owl Nation today. Greatness doesn't quit.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We have a couple minutes remaining with Greg Martiello, which, by the way, you can go to his website. It's exactly his name, GregMartiello.com, the man of many voices. Al Jolson, please.
Al Jolson. Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootie, goodbye. That choo-choo train that takes me away from you. No words can tell how sad and make me kiss me to the end. Come on, do it over again. Watch for the mail. I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Tootie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootie, goodbye.
I love it. Can you
and
give me a little?
Rolls, you'll never find. As long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do, you'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do.
That's awesome.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Hello, Dolly. This is Louis, Dolly. So nice to have you back where you belong. You look as well, Dolly. I can tell, Dee Dee.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I'm her biggest
fan.
You, sir. She's a beautiful lady and so smart.
Greg, you mentioned that you're going to be performing in early October in South Philadelphia?
Yes.
At Poppy's.
At Poppy's, yes.
Right. Something in Oregon. 20th?
20th And Argan Avenue, yeah.
And
the right next door to the Penrose Diner.
Perfect.
October the 14th, the big show.
Big show. This has been such a pleasure. I hope I get an opportunity to come see that show. I would enjoy it. Yes.
Thank you, Dee.
It's been our pleasure to have Greg Martiello on our show, Lifestyles, here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, and I remind you that this show is brought to you by American Advertising Services, a full-service ad agency that's been in business for 60 years. For more information and some great ideas, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. American Advertising Services. Thanks so much for being with us. We hope you were entertained by that great voice, the man of many voices, Greg Martiello. See you next time.